The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members.
VIP stands for Very Important People, and their small monthly contributions ensure that this podcast remains free for all of you.
If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
I sure do thank you for your support. Now, here's your show.
Welcome to Dueling Reviews, a show where two guys sit down with one comic and we go into it in detail. We're reading comics, so you don't have to.
No, that is not why we're reading comics. We're reading comics so you know which ones are awesome.
And maybe so that you don't have to. This week, Reanimator from number one from Dynamite Entertainment. Now, this is not the first adventure of Herbert West that Dynamite has tackled.
Oh, really? I didn't know
No,
that.
No, they've been doing a Reanimator series for several times. In fact, there was one series that they did where Herbert West met Ash Williams, and they did a whole Evil Dead thing.
Reanimator Army of Darkness?
Probably, yeah. I think that's what it was called.
Yeah, I think I did see that. So, this issue,
yes.
As we open,
mm-hmm.
We meet up with this cool young girl.
Yes.
And this cool young girl, has she appeared in any of the previous?
No. This is a new thing. What has happened is Herbert West in the first Reanimator series that they did was just the normal guy doing everything that he did. And then he got involved with Whateley over at Mystic-Atonic University. Herbert West got sent through like a portal. This is kind of a super summary. You know, there's going to be a lot of stuff left out and some stuff that's not remembered correctly. But he got sucked into a portal. That's the mention about the demon blood stuff. And he was replaced with a duplicate that started using the serum to reanimate armies and legions and whatnot. And then I forget what happened. Somehow Ash Williams gets involved. Herbert West gets thrown through time forward and backward. And finally, he's now in our modern era.
The modern era. The world of Nolens, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay, which is interesting.
So, yeah, there's a lot of – I mean – if people are going into this story going, oh, yeah, I love H.P. Lovecraft's Herbert West Reanimator adventures. Those were funny. Those were great. You're going to get into this. And the first thing you're going to notice is I'm missing something. Yeah, you're missing a whole lot of somethings in this case.
So what you're saying is this isn't necessarily Lovecraft.
This Reanimator, Herbert West, and all the things in it are influenced by Lovecraft, and Herbert West was created by Lovecraft. But things like this girl, Jeannie Green, or whatever her name is.
Cabrini Green. Yeah.
What is her name? I think it's Jeannie.
Jeannie sounds right. I'll find it.
Yeah.
Susan
Green.
Susan, yes. Jane, Janet, Susan. It's clearly, yeah.
Yes. Well, anyway, so she's new. This golem that West has helping him out, new. That's not part of the Lovecraft mythos. Certainly the Cthulhu stuff that pops up in here, which is kind of why a lot of people are interested in the story, because it's essentially Herbert West takes on Cthulhu, or at least a cult of Cthulhu. That part is from Lovecraft, and certainly the cult is from Lovecraft, because there's a cult down in Louisiana in Call of Cthulhu that is worshiping something. So that's kind of those are kind of the touchstones to the original Herbert West Animator that that are in here, but the guy with the zombie girls and all that other stuff, all new.
Well, I don't know about new, because I think that guy may be Baron Samedi from that one Roger Moore James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, something very similar.
He wants us to drink 7-Up.
Yeah. Aww. Aww.
What? That's what he says.
Aww. That is not what Baron Samedi says.
Aww. I'm pretty sure it is.
That is... No. Wrong. Bad. And snapping turtles don't work like that either.
Well, these are... things
turtle
that he has created.
Crap, Cthulhoid hybrids.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. So, this nurse girl, doctor girl, because she needs a thrill of selling drugs from the company she works for, she gets caught up with Herbert West. He takes her on as his assistant, hiring her full time. And they're experimenting and trying to find the freshest bodies so that West can beat death is essentially what he wants to do for science. Bodies, unfortunately, are just never fresh enough.
Well, yeah, you can't, you know, kill a guy to just reanimate him.
Well, and that's kind of the joke in the Lovecraft stories is that essentially at the end of the, I think there were three Herbert West stories that took place. He's always at the end or at some point in the book just going, well, it just wasn't fresh enough. Meaning that he needed a newer and newer body close to death to have it resurrect correctly without turning into some crazy monstrosity that was bent on killing everyone.
Getting bat wings grafted to its head.
Yeah. So as the story progresses, we learn about this cult that wants to use this drug that West has because it's giving their leader a chance to see through to the place where the elder gods slumber in hopes of bringing Cthulhu to our world. And of course that starts off a drug war that West has probably unintentionally created. And that's kind of where we leave it, where the rival gang is like, we need to find this guy producing this drug and bring him onto our side or else.
Oh, and Susan discovers something very.
Yeah. She also discovers something that's a little bit troublesome.
Unnerving. She finds that Herbert not only knows all about her, but was there at the day of her fiancé's murder.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he committed the murder.
It's Herbert West. Of course he committed the murder.
No. West doesn't ever really commit the murders. He just does no harm.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
She is so terrified by this that she decides to stick around and figure out what it's all about. Because that's a good way to end up a disembodied head with bat wings.
Nah, she's not going to end up that way.
You don't think so?
No, there were never disembodied bat wing heads in Lovecraft books. But there are... What's that? Well, the movies have absolutely zero connection to the actual book. Well, actually, I take that back. The first movie is a very loose adaptation of, I believe, the second Herbert West story.
It's got Miskatonic University in it.
That has You can use the words, but that doesn't mean that it's a faithful adaptation of anything.
Well, don't say anything about faithful.
So if you're watching the movies and saying, "Oh, I know everything there is about Reanimator," no, you don't.
Stuart Gordon created the Reanimator in 1985.
No, that was H.P. Lovecraft in 1923 or something.
And Jeffrey Combs.
Yeah, Jeffrey Combs did a great job, though.
And, you know, all of the dialogue this issue I heard in that Jeffrey Combs voice.
Well, and that's the thing is that, you know, this is not in any way taking on any of Combs's likeness or anything in this book.
No. Well, except in as much as, you know, he was a nebbishy little guy with sunglasses and a bad haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Or thick glasses, I should say, and a bad haircut.
I was pretty close to the date. What did I say for Herbert West by H.P. Lovecraft, 22-23?
Said 24-17.
No, October 21 and June 22nd were when the adventures were written. So pretty close. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting setup to a story. I don't think, I mean, there is a previously in section on the inside front cover of the book. So people who have not been caught up on everything going on with the Reanimator series, you get a brief recap. And really, I think that's all you need to get into this. All you need to know is that he is in the 20th century doing his thing.
And he's a reanimator. I didn't even read that. And to be honest, I'm looking at it now. And of course, I got the digital version. I can't read it. It's too small. So, you know, I don't think you need even to read that. This kind of doesn't require you to know much more about it than the name and the premise.
Right, right.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah. Did you like the story?
I didn't hate it. I like the mystery that comes into it. And I like the fact that our point of view character, I got the hiccups, that our point of view character is a little bit messed up herself. So it's not like some innocent person getting tied up in Herbert's madness. It's
right, right.
Her stupid and his stupid cross paths, which I thought was kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I heard Jeffrey Combs throughout this issue, and to me that's good.
Okay.
Because that's the first Herbert West that I really was exposed to. That's going to be the Herbert West that I hear in my head. So, yeah, I liked it. It was a little better than okay issue. It was good.
Yeah, it had some really kind of cool horror moments with the mutated snapping turtles and the giant, Volution.
The Andalusian, something like
that. Yeah. Who just says lo. I thought that was really good. So, I mean, there's some scary moments, but I don't think that they're gross out humor moment or gross out horror moments like you saw in Reanimator, Reanimator 2, Reanimator 4, you know, those kind of movies.
There is that shocking moment where she's about to be killed. You ever see what happens to a human skull pressed under a forklift?
Yeah.
And then you gunshot the bone and brain rupture outward.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That was Herbert West basically showing up in the nick of time superhero moment, which was pretty
funny. Yeah, yeah. And then there's also the moment where he opens his playroom or whatever, where he's got all the old cadavers that have been reanimated that he's using to harvest their pineal gland. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting, too. But I mean, I don't think that there's anything that's a gross out moment that would totally turn people off from that. If, desiccated corpses and snapping turtle scorpions frighten you, then you probably should avoid the book. The art was fine, though. There wasn't anything horrible about the art. No. It worked for me.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really a clear sense of setting, and I think that may have been intentional. There were like a couple of shots that were shots of buildings but didn't really scream out New Orleans to me, but
well, yeah, I mean, they said that it takes place in New Orleans,
right? They told us that, but
yeah,
I don't think that there's anything wrong necessarily with that. A lot of the issue takes place kind of in close up or medium shots,
yeah, so. And inside too. I mean, save for docks, which docks are docks. Yeah, I mean, you don't really need anything. You don't need like, well, I guess you've got some Mardi Gras type references and.
Yeah. I think it's pronounced Mardi Gras.
Yes, I'm sure. So, yeah, I thought the art was fine. I mean, overall, I thought this was an interesting story, and I think this is a great introduction. And if it does boil down to West and Susan fighting off Cthulhu, then that'll be super, super interesting. this series has been going on at Dynamite for quite some time, so it'll be interesting to see what they do next. I say go check it out. If you're a fan of Reanimator or Cthulhu, go check it out. You might get a kick out of it. Don't expect fantastical craziness, but it is a solid book.
Hey, I would say give it a chance. Worst case scenario, it's not your bag, but it's definitely a likable story.
Yeah.
There's nothing about it that really fills me with any type of rage.
So. Yeah, no, there wasn't anything off. It was just a good kind of horror book. All right, so that is Reanimator number 1 from Dynamite Entertainment. Next week, a whole bunch of new books hit the stands. We've got RG versus Predator number 1. That's from Dark Horse Comics. That's actually a really good book. I've already done an advance review of that over at majorspoilers.com. You can read it over there. It is trippy and crazy, and if you thought Afterlife with Archie was creepy and weird, you've not seen the Predator kill some people in the Archie style. It is somewhat subversive, but it's really good. Go check it out next week. Archie versus Predator, Dark Horse Comics. Archie. Also, Bandette Hardcover Volume 2, Steelers Keepers. Dark Horse Presents 2014, number 9, 8, number 3. Game of Thrones gets a couple of statues. Gru, Friends and Foes, number 4. Prometheus, Fire and Stone trade paperback. And then Shaper, number 2. Those are some of the books coming out next week from Dark Horse Comics. This week kicked off Convergence, and Convergence continues next week for DC Comics. They've got Convergence number 2, and then all of the Convergence books, Aquaman, Batman Shadow of the Bat, Catwoman, Green Arrow, Green Lantern, Parallax, Justice League International, Suicide Squad, Superboy, Supergirl, Matrix, which should be interesting, and Superman, Man of Steel, all out next week as the Convergence books. If you're not into Convergence, DC Comics also has 100 Bullets, the second trade paperback of that, American Vampire, second cycle, number 7, Astro City, Dark Ages, trade paperback, volume 1. That's actually a good one. They also have Frank Miller's Ronin Gallery, Kitchen, number 6, and Teen Titans Go, number 9. IDW Publishing has Army of Dr. Moreau, trade paperback, Godzilla, Rulers of the Earth, trade paperback, Millennium number 4, that's the based on the series that was on Fox years ago. My little
20 years ago, maybe 12 or 13.
No, I said it was a while ago. Did I say 20 years ago? It was on a while ago. My Little Pony Fiendship is Magic number 3. That's, I guess, looking at bad My Little Ponies.
The I villains. Think it may be the alternate universe.
Oh, okay.
Where everybody's evil.
Let's see. Star Trek Ongoing, number 44. X-Files Season 10, number 23. Image Comics has Chrononauts, number 2. That's the Mark Miller joint. Ghosted, number 19. Postal, number 2. That gets a second printing. Run, Love, Kill, number 1. Have no idea what that's about. It's a $2.99 book. Shudder, number 11. Spawn, 251. Superannuated Man, trade paperback. Nothing striking you yet, Matthew?
Superannuated?
That's a trade paperback. $17.99 there. Oh, let's see. Over at Marvel, All New Hawkeye number 1. That's a second printing. Avengers Millennium number 3. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad number 2. How'd we miss number 1? I was looking to that one.
There it is.
Deathlock number 7. Legendary Star-Lord number 11. Loki Agent of Asgard number 13. Magneto number 17. Ms. Marvel number 14. Interesting story that we have up on Major Spoilers this week. Comixology had a buy as much as you want Marvel stuff, basically a 2-for-1 deal a couple of weeks ago. And they've released some of the data from that sale. Turns out that there were more female superheroes in the top 10 than any other in that. It's really kind of cool. Yeah. So let me find the exact numbers here. So number one position, can you guess the number one selling? This was in digital, of course, the number one selling comic during this big Marvel sale.
Silk number 1.
Silk number 1 was the number one book that was sold. It beat out Star Wars number 2, Darth Vader number 1, Star Wars number 1. And then taking place in the 5, 6, 7, and 9 position is Ms. Marvel 9 through 12, and then Thor 4 and 5 wrapping up that list in the top 10. I think that's really cool.
That is pretty impressive.
Yeah, so Ms. Marvel number 14. Might want to go check that out next week from Marvel Comics. Spider-Man and the X-Men number 5. Spider-Woman number 5. Star Wars number 2. That's a third printing there. Thor number 7. True Believers, House of M number 1. Old Man Logan number 1. These are all dollar comics.
Old Man Logan.
Okay, so then we have in all the rest category, we have Archie Jumbo Comics Digest, Battlestar Galactica 6 number 3, Bloodshot Reborn, that's a Valiant Entertainment, Krugan's Adventure Color Graphic Novel Catfoots of Vengeance. Those are actually interesting stories. They're not really single issues, they're more like not really trade paperbacks, but original graphic novels. Great books for kids. Go check those out. Oh, look, Matthew. Crossed Badlands hits issue number 75.
Wow.
Crossed Plus hits issue 100. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says Crossed Plus 100, number 4. Dark Gods, number 5. Doctor Who 10th Doctor number, let's see, what do we got here? Doctor Who 10th Doctor number 9, Doctor Who 11th number 11, Doctor Who 12th number 7, all out next week.
Doctor Who 9th Doctor number 2.
That's not out next week.
No, but it makes me sound like an idiot just to repeat these things.
God is Dead number 32, Harvester number 1, Hero Cats number 5, John Carter Warlord number 5, King the Phantom, that's the King Syndicate's Dynamite Phantom series, number 2. Knights of the Dinner Table, 219. Lumberjanes, number 13. Nutmeg, number 1. Ninjak, number 1, gets a second printing next week. Shaft, number 5, comes out next week. Sixth Gun, Dust to Dust, Sleepless Night Picture Book. Sons of Anarchy, number 20. Toe Tag Riot, number 4. Unity, number 7. World of Archie Comics Double Digest. Those are just some of the books coming out next week. Anything strike your fancy there for us to look at next week?
I'd say throw a dart.
Let's see. A dart. No, there are no darts on this one. There is a Hawkeye, though. Okay. But that's a second printing, so we've already done Hawkeye number 1. Let us take a look at... Let me just go up and down and up and down and stop. Looks like we're looking at Legendary Star-Lord number 11 next week.
Star-Lord.
Have you been reading that series?
Legendary Star-Lord. No, I've been way behind on all sorts of things.
Okay.
Legendary Star-Lord number 11 next
no
week.
No one's claimed that yet?
Dwelling reviews. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, it does.
We have tenure.
No.
Let me make sure. I think we're clear for Star-Lord.
All right. Oh, or we could do Sensational Comics featuring Wonder Woman number 9.
Let's go Star-Lord.
All right, Star-Lord next week on the Major Spoilers Podcast. We're cutting it short a little early this week because we've got another thing that we're working on for you guys. That's what we do here at Major Spoilers. The Flash is on a skip week this week, so we don't have a flashback for you. But if you do want to find out what Matthew and I think of the episodes so far, you can head over to members.majorspoilers.com, where we sit down and we record episodes talking about some of the little Easter eggs and implications of things that were dropped along the way in the television show. And you can find that if you are a bronze or higher VIP member at members.majorspoilers.com. Thank you if you are a VIP. We really appreciate your support. And I guess we'll wrap it up there, Matthew. Anything else you want to add? Nope, I guess not. So that's where we will end it. Take care, everybody. Keep reading comics, and we will too. Talk to you soon.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.